It was getting on for evening, and after they had got off the train, they walked again, away from the station, until they came to a river that flowed beside a road. Soon they came to a town. Her mother went to a shop with little medicine bottles and bought one of them for her headaches. Then they went to where there was a dairy woman with her milk cow. Her mother ordered a cup of milk for her daughter and took her a little further up the street and seated her on the grass inside a wall, where she took out the medicine bottle and poured the contents into the milk.
"I don't have a headache, Mama," said Gwen, quite perplexed. "Drink it. It's good for you," was the order.
Gwen obeyed. It had a strange taste.
"I've finished."
She gave her mother the cup, who threw it into the bushes.
"Where do we go now, Mama?" Gwen asked. "Where will we stay tonight? Can I go back to Auntie Ellen?"
"Yes, I will take you back to Ellen. But first, we will go and look at the river. Come on, then." Mother half pulled, half dragged her along a pathway that was leading farther away from the road and toward the river. It was very quiet. Gwen began to feel very tired, so tired that her legs would hardly keep walking. Jane pushed on, pulling the child after her. The child, who was now thoroughly reluctant, perhaps even sensing danger and drowsy at the same time. She'd laced her milk with laudanum. There was only one course of action open to her, and that was to put an end to this nuisance once and for all. She shut her conscience down, for something like it had begun to surface and disturb her. She reasoned with herself that this child, this nobody, had no right to exist. She was the result of sin and foolishness. There was no place for her in the world. Surely God must agree with her, if there was a God. She had never consulted him about anything in her life and regarded those who did with contempt. Her life was hers to do what she wanted with, and this child was in danger of ruining her.
"Please, can we stop for a minute, Mother? I'm tired," pleaded Gwen. "Very well."
Gwen curled up on the pathway. Almost instantly, she fell unconscious. Mrs. Westingham looked about her briefly. The place where they had halted was a bank sloping steeply toward the river. The opposite bank was choked with reeds and rushes, and beyond them, tall trees that now had dark shadows. She looked up and down the bank, and then the water, and saw nobody, no boat, no sign at all of life. The laudanum had taken effect. She bent down to her. Gwen's face was white and still, and her hands were limp. She could abandon her here, but if she woke, she could, at 6 years old, relate where she lived. She could ask to be taken back to Eastgate Street, back to Ellen. And that would be the end of everything, for Ellen and Oswald would be so angry that they might tell Daniel. No, that must not, could not happen. She took up the child in her arms and carried her a little way towards a short, rough wooden pier that jutted out into the water.